Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And today on a question, we're going to talk about running and what was the most memorable reason that you were running. Mm-hmm. Now, we know for a fact that there's two reasons or three reasons why you would run. Number one is for exercise. That's it.
Yeah, that's the ridiculous one. Yeah.
That's the one that makes no sense. Number two is reactionary.
Yep.
Now, whether you put yourself in a position where you needed to do that or situations just happen where you needed to take off running, look, that's those are the reasons you run.
Yes.
Now, I have been, for an example, with two dogs and a wife and two children on the Oregon coast. Now, at that point in time, it was low tide, but there was a creeper wave kind of thing in effect as far as it's a possibility. Now, typically that exists more around high tide.
Right? I like your wife.
Creeper wave.
Yeah, creeper wave.
Ooh. You can have her.
Is she wearing underwear?
Right. But all of a sudden...
I'm just some crazy water.
Yeah. She's walking like a duck.
Jump on in.
Yeah. So we see this. It's like, it's us. And then this guy says, hey, man.
Just up to your waist.
He says, this guy says, hey, he says, the tides are turning, man. He said, you see how it's going out like that and coming back in? He said, high tide's coming in. I just want to let you guys know because the creeper waves will come in fast initially. And then when you get, you know, close to the shore, then they're really coming in. But high tide moves in very quickly out with the creeper waves. So we're like, yeah. And all of a sudden we see this rolling one toward us. And I'm like, run!
Right.
It's very hard to run in sand, but we needed to run, and it did come up on our ankles. I mean, even when we were running, this thing went, yes, we got wet on our ankles. Not a big deal. But the idea was,
that's tasting.
I did not know how big that wave was going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, to just take off running at the beach, like, you're terrified, your heart's beating. Like, by the end of it, we were just laughing. Keep going.
Because it's just a little itty-bitty wave.
But we didn't plan on running. That was not the game plan was not to go to the beach. I mean, if I'm going to go run the beach, I got running shoes on. I'm fitted. I'm doing the fitness thing. I'm not running.
You will never see me run at the beach. Like, my kid has to be drowning, and then I'd run at the beach. I don't even like to run, but much less. Well, let's run in sand.
Yeah. I'm thinking like Apollo Creed, you know, running with Rocky Balboa as a training.
But that happened to me at Discovery Park. I was down on the beach, and same thing. There's like this big kind of like old tree, right?
All right.
And there's like a little fort in there. You go in there and smoke a bowl, whatever. Yeah. But you got to kind of walk out around this point. And same thing. Some guy to me and my buddy. Just so you know, the tide's coming in. Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
I know.
By the time we had to walk back
there's
around,
a reason they tell you that.
It was up to like our knees. We're like, God damn it.
Yeah, there's a reason people tell you this.
Oh, yeah.
He was local. He was just trying to give me a heads up. Hey, man, just want you to know, when that thing switches, man, these waves are going to spill pretty far out. So, because we were walking near the water, it was easier to walk when the sand's a little bit more wet.
Yeah, of course.
And compacted down. So we're just kind of walking on that edge there.
Yeah.
So we're not like, you know, basically, you know, snow posting through the heavy sand.
Look, my aunt and uncle and I, we did it last summer in Cape Cod, right? So it's one of those days, it's like right before Memorial Day. So there's like a thunderstorm during, you know, that happens and then it stops. And really cool, Cape Cod is where Marconi did the first transmission across to England. So we go look at
that. Hello,
and there's a little trail. And same thing, as we're walking over to the trail to go to the boardwalk, there's a couple that goes, you guys need bug spray. And my uncle, who's a smart man, he is not dumb, and he just goes, yeah, what the F do they think we need bug spray for? Not halfway in, the rain had riled up all the mosquitoes.
Oh,
and
yeah.
But I mean, we were on a dead sprint out of there. It was awful. Right. Like, just same thing, though. We didn't listen, and we had to run.
Yeah. We had to run. I was a kid, and God, just reminds me, we had these long-ass cross-country trips, and one of the times on our way to California, we stopped in Utah to see the Great Salt Lake. My brother and I did not care. They just explained what it was. So we had some passive interest. Anyway, we get out of the car, and when we're walking toward like this beachy part, it looked like the sand got up in unison, moved about 10 feet over, and landed again. And we're like, that's really weird. Well, it turns out they're sand fleas, I believe is what they are.
Oh, yeah. God.
But we don't, look, we don't know, man. But now we're standing on the water, and we keep, we realize we're getting bitten. And we realize that this weird dust that we saw are just these hordes of sand fleas. And I just heard my father screaming, run! Now, like, we weren't in any danger or anything like that, but it's like, just run. So the whole family's doing this full sprint back to the car. I remember he's screaming and cussing and stomping his feet because he doesn't want any sand fleas in the car. I mean, there's like a billion of them in the car with us. Like, we can't outrun them. I can't explain it, but as slow as those things move, once you take off running, they can match your speed. That's what we discovered.
Yeah.
Sand fleas. Fast.
Ding Dong Ditch when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
That was something that you always ended up running. But that was fun. And at that point in time.
And you did it on purpose. You knew you were going to run.
It was harmless. We didn't do it after midnight.
Right.
We normally stuck between like 10 and midnight, somewhere in there, because that's when we'd sneak out on the weekend.
Mm-hmm. We used to do it during the day.
But.
Yeah, I mean, any time. Well, I can't say any time's a good time, but up until midnight, any time from there. Good time to play Ding Dong Ditch.
I was working in a radio station in Baltimore, and we had an event at a place called Bowhagers, which was an indoor-outdoor venue.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say that was probably at the time when Survivor first started airing. What's that, 25 years ago? Something like that?
Yeah, TV show, yeah.
So we had an event there. But after the show, there was a band, kind of an acoustic thing going on that our radio station was also doing. At the Hard Rock Cafe. Now, this was in downtown Baltimore. Mm. We are about a half mile away.
About, yeah.
Somewhere in there. Now, between the stretch of that area, okay, it is not a good area.
No, not at all.
Not at all. Not for two white people who should not be there in the first place. But we knew it wasn't far. We can see kind of where the building is. It's a straight road, right? So me and the promotion director, Chris Spear, we decided we're gonna walk it.
Chris Spear, damn.
Yeah,
I remember him.
Spear Diglio's.
Yeah, yeah.
So we start walking, all right? We start walking down this road, and all of a sudden there's two guys behind us who turn the corner, and they've got their hoods up, and they've got, you know, they're dark figures as far as not being able to see them. They're ducking in and out of places, but every time we turn around, they're in a different location.
Yeah.
They're across the street. They're behind us. We're like, oh, God.
Yeah, they're scoping your ass out.
Now, Chris lived down near Patterson Park, which was down in the city. So he knew that way. It wasn't too close to there, but close enough.
Close enough,
yeah. And he's like, we need to run now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, by the time, and we just took that. I mean, we ran as fast as we could. And we were in much better shape than I am now. But it's still smoking and everything else. And we turned around. Nobody's there.
Once you take off running, they're not going to give chase.
We turned around. There's no one there. You know. But, I mean, you want to talk about running as fast as you can in the dark. This is an area that's not well lit. By the time we got to where we were going, we were both like,
Remember I told you me and Leon got shot at?
Yeah.
That was the exact area where we got shot at. Same thing. No particular reason. Leon just says, man, I think that guy's going to shoot his gun. He's like, I'm like, why would he? Like, Jesus
also,
Christ.
Also,
but that exact same. By the way, if you go to that exact area now, there's the Four Seasons Hotel. It's quite lovely.
This is what I told Chris. I said, hey, man, don't worry about it. Those are kids, man. They're like 12, 13 years old. He's like, we need to run.
Yeah, they'll shoot your ass.
And I'm like, that kid's like 5'4". He's like, we need to run.
You need to go.
I'm like, you think that kid's going to shoot us? He's like, we need to run now.
Yes, that kid will shoot you.
I know.
So, you got to worry more about the kids than the adults, because the kids, look, the way it is taught to them, like, bro, you'll be done in 6 years or worse.
Correct.
Right? I mean, that's it. So those are the guys, like, especially when in the 80s, when Baltimore was completely out of whack, man, and the big drug things started going on, they'd have the kids be the mules most of the time. Because they're like, look, if you get popped, don't roll on us. We'll get your ass out. And they're not going to charge you as an adult. And that was the whole thing. So honestly, I mean, times have changed now. But, yeah, it was the kids you worried about back then. Like, dude, if he's 19 or over, he might beat you up, but he's not trying to shoot you. If you see the 15-year-old kid, like, that dude will blow your head off.
It's still common in street gangs today, just for that exact reason.
Yeah, that's exactly it, man. Once you figure that out, like, don't worry about the adults. Worry about the kids.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah.
What was the most memorable reason that you were running? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Aaron. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
I love you guys, man. I listen to you every day.
Oh, thank you, man.
Appreciate that.
I've called in a few times, but I heard this one and I had to call in. Me and my brother, oh, geez. It was back in the late 90s. I had a Nissan hard body 4x4 Desert Runner pickup.
All right.
And me and my brother decided to drive from Seattle down to Baja, California, and trace the Baja 1000, you know, all the way to the tip of Cabo, 4x4, camping the whole time. And we were on the beach in between Los Cabos and Cabo San Lucas. Shout out to my brother, Ryan, if he's listening. And we found this awesome place to camp. There was like a leak in a water pipe on the road that was leaking water down. And so we made a little bamboo thing to catch into a 55-gallon drum. So we had fresh water, started a campfire, and opened up some Coronas. And we're sitting there and we hear this snorting sound. And we both got up and looked behind us, and there's a 5,000-pound longhorn bull not even 20 feet behind us. And we dropped our beers as fast as you could and took off on a sprint through the water. And that guy almost got us. He was so fast. As soon as we jumped in the water, he put on 4 disc brakes and slowed down. And then he sat there for a half an hour.
So you guys are basically just treading water out there?
Oh, yeah. We're just treading water, in just swimming out in the surf. And he, for at least a half an hour, he sat there and huffed and puffed back and forth until the sun started to go down. Then he walked right up to our camp, and he knocked our fire out. And we had soup on a thing over the stove. Busted the whole thing down, put a horn through the side of my Nissan pickup.
Drank my beer, called my wife.
Had sex with her. he did wear a condom.
Everything. He was pissed.
What did you guys do? I mean, you were just in his territory, I guess?
Yeah, he's just a little wild steer. Just cruise up and down the coast in Baja. They're everywhere. There's no, there's no fences or anything. And we figured it out later. He knew where that water was getting. It was a water line between Los Cabos and Cabo San Lucas. And so he knew that the water was leaking right there, and it was fresh water. And so he was coming after the water.
Okay.
Ah, okay. Right. That explains it. Don't take a bull's water.
What was the most memorable reason that you were running? 206-803-ROCK.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.